And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Children's Theater Company of Louisiana has organized the Louisiana Theater Festival that will be this Saturday, November 3rd, in Lake Charles at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center. The festival will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Young people from grades 6 through 12 all over the state of Louisiana are invited to attend the festival. There are lots of workshops in varying aspects of theater, technical theater training, performance opportunities. There will be workshops teaching college audition skills, makeup, all kinds of events. If you go to their website, you can find out more about the individual sessions. That is ltf.cc. Or you can call Carrie Onksley at 337-377-2571. That's in Lake Charles this Saturday. And if you'd like to join the competition for the Sweet Dough Pie Festival this weekend in Grand Coteau, you can do so now. They're still taking contestants for the competition for Sweet Dough Pies. Go to their website, which is Sweet Dough GC. The GC is for Grand Coteau, sweetdoughgc.com. And that is on Saturday the 3rd in Grand Coteau on the grounds of St. Charles Borromeo. Exhibits at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus continue. The Art of Sean Major in Gallery A. Gallery B has Louisiana Voices, six Louisiana artists. There's a collection of Louisiana watercolorists and an installation by Ken Katara. There will be gallery talks by Ken Katara and Sean Major coming up. We'll be telling you more about those gallery talks. Tonight at the Gaines Center, the Gaines Center and the UL Creative Writing Program present Wiley Cash reading from his new book, A Land More Kind Than Home. Some of you may remember that Wiley was in our studios a while back. He had a reading in Lafayette, and he read from his book, A Land More Kind Than Home. As Wiley Cash, he received his PhD in English from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and is now returning on a book tour for this book. That is tonight. That will be at 7:30. It is free and open to everyone. The University of Louisiana at Lafayette's Halloween concert, the Symphony Halloween concert, will be held tomorrow evening, October 30th at 7:30. The orchestra members will be wearing costumes, and the audience is encouraged to show up in their favorite Halloween costumes as well. It's a very popular concert, so you may want to get there early. It starts at 7:30 tomorrow evening. Music will include selections from James Bond soundtracks, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Danse Macabre, and Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. The orchestra will also present a world premiere performance of Eric Sharp's Renegade Convergence featuring the UL Dance Department. So you can celebrate Halloween and enjoy some great music. Tickets are available at the door. The concert is free for all UL students, faculty, and staff with their ID, and all proceeds from the tickets benefit the UL Lafayette Orchestra. Also, it's free for children ages 17 and younger. So they're encouraged to come in your costume. It is free for you, but adults can purchase tickets at the door. And Treats at the Village will take place tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. That will be at Acadian Village. It's families helping families of Acadiana, and persons with disabilities of all ages and their families are invited to treat from house to house on the grounds of the Acadian Village. Admission is one can good per family. For more information, you can contact Acadian Village. That's tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 p.m. And there will be a book release party for John Slaughter's new book, Grand Coteau, published by the UL Lafayette Press. It is available now through the press. And there will be a book release party on Thursday. That's November 1st from 7 to 8:30 p.m. That will be at Catahoula's in Grand Coteau. For more information, you can contact either Patrice Melnick or John Slaughter, or you can call the UL Press for information as well. The second annual Spellebration will be challenging community support for the Lafayette Public Library. It's the second annual Spelling Bee for Adults, and that will be this Thursday, November 1st, at the Lafayette Science Museum in downtown. For more information, you can contact the Lafayette Public Library or the Lafayette Science Museum. Bach Lunch continues this Friday with a performance by the group Bonne Chance. Bonne Chance. They will perform from noon until 1 at Parc Sanssouci. Downtown Alive will feature Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole in Parc Sanssouci. The music starts at around 6 o'clock. The UL Lafayette Opera Theater will present Comedy Tonight, opening this Friday, November 2nd, and run through the weekend. That will be in Burke Hawthorne Theater, and we'll be speaking with Sean Roy, the director, a little later on this week about Comedy Tonight. Cabaret will open at Cité des Arts this weekend. It will open on Friday the 2nd. For more information or tickets, you can contact Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. And we want to give a big thanks to all of you who participated during our fundraiser, our fall fundraiser last week. We ended last night. Thank you so much. There was so much going on, but thanks to those of you who took the time to call or go online to make your contribution. And of course, it is never too late to do so, and we are always accepting contributions. So if you just didn't make it, you can still make that contribution as well. But thank you so much.